guys, it is Daddy's Little Kitten here, and I am finally getting around to doing my AMA, so thank you guys so much for the questions. They were awesome and really made me think. So to start off, we have Northern Thunderstorm. Do you have any weird talents or skills? You know, this was a really hard question for me. Just because I never thought I did. Because, you know, I can't ride a unicycle, I can't juggle, I can't, you know, dance really well or do something that other people can't. But I do have a lot of skills that other people don't have. So I guess that they would count as weird. I don't know. Well, I drive with hand controls, so I can drive a car with my hands. That's pretty cool. Or at least I think so. and then another kind of weird talent or skill, or I don't know if it's something about me, but whenever I meet someone and I'm just talking to them, they just open up to me. And it might be the fact that I've, you know, they know that I've been through a lot. And so I would be a good listener. But I like hearing about other people. And I like hearing about other people's problems. And so, yeah. I don't know if you would call that a skill. But that's my answer. Closeted Whisperer. Do you own any toys? Yes, I own many toys. If yes, what was the first toy you owned, and do you still use it? Yes, I do use the first toy that I owned. It was a Lilo Gigi. I bought that when I finally lived on my own. And I could have things sent to my house and, you know, I wouldn't have a parent looking over my shoulder as I opened it. So that was a really fun purchase for me because until then I'd been using, like, objects around the house, like electric toothbrush or I had, like, a back massager that I used to use, which, you know, worked great. I mean, think about the Hitachi. It's basically a back massager. I think that's what it was originally used for. So, yeah. Favorite movie of 2015 and why you loved it? Without any spoilers, of course. So, I loved Jurassic Park. I really loved the original movies, and I thought it was really cool how they incorporated a lot of what was in the originals into this current movie. And then also, I really liked the movie Room. It was just basically about a woman who was kidnapped, and she gave birth to a little boy, and they lived in a room, basically, that the abductor kept them in. And so it was just the story of them growing up, or him growing up. Well, they grew up together, actually, because she was a kid when she had him. And so I thought that was really cool. It had a lot of great cinematic value and a lot of great shots, and it was just beautiful. So that is one of my favorites. I'm sorry, I'm doing more than one. I really also liked, and this was on a smaller scale, I think it was only, like, released in Los Angeles and New York, but it's on Netflix, or at least it was, The Little Death. I think it's an amazing movie, and considering what we do here, it's really cool because it's about a few couples that are trying different things sexually, and it's about their love lives and stuff like that. And so it has a lot of cool things about, like, you know, a woman wants to try a rape fantasy. And so the husband basically wants to fulfill that for her. And there's a lot of role playing, like couples trying role playing. So I just think it was really cool when I saw it. Okay, so 808 Seduction. Yes, we're going to do this. Okay. So who's been your biggest inspiration in life? I would probably say that my biggest inspiration has been either my mother, who was just a strong, kind, loving woman. And I don't know. I aimed to be like her. People liked her. And she was just, you know, gorgeous and fun and carefree. My sister is extremely, you know, she's a go-getter. She's very professional, and she's made a lot of great choices in life, and she's given up a lot for me and my family. Just because, like, when my mom died, she moved back to where we were living because she lived out of state and she was going to grad school at the time. And she moved back to take care of me and my younger sister. We had our dad, but, you know, he was working and never had really been with us during the day. And so she came down to kind of fill that motherly role because, you know, my mom died when I was, you know, in high school and my sister was entering high school. So, yeah. What is one word or line that is sure to get your sexy juices flowing? Probably something like you're beautiful or, oh, I don't know. I guess the words really are not the things that make up what's sexy. It's more the way that it's said. Or who is saying it, I guess. But you're beautiful, definitely. You're mine. You're owned. Yeah, those. I mean, of course, I wouldn't want some, like, guy I went out with on one date to tell me, like, you're mine or you're owned, because fuck that, you can't do that. When was the last time you blushed? Oh, sorry, there's more. When was the last time you blushed uncontrollably? Probably doing these, just because I don't really talk about myself very often. I haven't done an interview on this account, an interview or a questionnaire or anything on this account as Daddy's Little Kitten. So it's a little weird to do this. But hey, I like it. Where in the world would you want to live if price was no object? Chicago. Honestly, actually, I'd want to move around. So I'd want to have like a house in Chicago, or, you know, a loft or something in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. I don't know. That's basically it. I really love Vegas, so I would like a house there. I like to travel around. I really do. I've never been to Hawaii. Huh, maybe. Maybe someday. Why is your smile... why is your smile so irresistible? Yeah. 808. I would probably say because my parents spent thousands of dollars on braces And so my teeth are straight. And I mean, I'm assuming that's why people like my smile. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. So mahalo, 808. Just listen. Just listen. You're so adorable. Why are you so cute and sweet? Hey, JTL, you are just as cute and sweet. And not even say than I am. I feel so weird doing this. Oh, God. I'm cute because, I don't know, people think I'm cute sometimes. I'm sweet because I treat others like I want to be treated. I mean, there's no reason to be, you know, mean. How did you get to be this way? Honestly, I was just raised to be kind. That's all. Where can I buy some of that DLK magical goodness? You know what, JTL? I'm just gonna send it to you. I'm sending it to you telepathically right now. And if you could spend your last days with anyone, who would be your choice? And why is it me? Well, you just answered the question. It would be you, JTL. Because you are sweet, you're beautiful, you're kind, and you are sexy as hell. So believe in your butt. Love your screen name, by the way. What kind of weapon would you use in battle? Yes, this is supposed to be vague. Honestly, I was thinking about this. The weapon I would use is probably a lightsaber. Lightsaber, that's how you say it. Only because of the fact that, you know, it can, oh God, how do you say this? You know, the little light thing, it will contract and then, like, go out. I don't know. Okay, the only reason why that is useful for me is because I'm in a chair, and if I had a gun, I'm scared to death that I'd shoot, like, my legs accidentally or something. Or if I had a knife, I'd cut myself. I could do nunchucks, because those wouldn't hurt me, just sitting on my lap. And then using them, I do have strong arms. So those are, I guess, my main weapons of choice. I like that question. What is your favorite article of clothing? This is Little Mako, by the way. If you could be any superhero villain, who would it be? Or who would you be? First question. What's your favorite article of clothing? I really like tank tops. Just because it gets really hot where I live, and I really like being able to show off my arms. It's one of my better features. So yeah, that tank top. It's fun, it's easy, you can dress it up, it can be sexy. Really, you can do anything with it. If you could be any superhero villain, who would you be? I would definitely be Oracle, just because I think she is the coolest chick. And she's in a chair, so that's pretty cool as well. And I definitely like that. Okay, so Toy Boy 0069. What's your favorite movie to come out? what movie are you looking forward to most in 2016? Toy Boy. Like, yeah, that's rough. I'm definitely looking forward to Independence Day, the resurgence or whatever it is. Just because I loved the original Independence Day, and I'm kind of excited that they're finally making a sequel. I'm really excited. And then Through the Looking Glass is another one. Just because I really am a fan of Alice in Wonderland. I have done a show, because I act in my spare time. I've done an Alice in Wonderland production, and I thought it was honestly the coolest thing in the world. And I loved how they did the Alice in Wonderland from a few years ago. So I'm really looking forward to this. So, Slow Exhale. Oh, sorry. There's another one. Toy Boy. If you could be a sandwich, what would be between your buns? Oh. It's a good question. It's a really good question. What would be between my buns? I don't know if this is supposed to be some kind of, like, sexual connotation. But, you know, like, yeah, sorry. If I were a sandwich, oh God, I don't even know. I'm gonna say turkey. Because it's healthier, kind of, maybe, I don't know. It's the healthier of a meat. I don't know. And then add some cheese and, like, you know, some pickles and stuff like that. That's an interesting question. Interesting, Toy Boy. I'm finally getting it. It's just, you know. Okay, Slow Exhale. If you wear lipstick, what is your favorite shade to wear? I don't really have a favorite shade to wear. One of the shades I'm wearing right now is called Smooch. It's Estee Lauder. And honestly, I'm just wearing it because I had it. I don't know how. I feel like I have a lot of makeup just from my sister, because she's like a huge makeup-aholic. So I kind of inherit sometimes stuff she doesn't want. I know that sounds sad. But yeah, it's like a brownish, pinkish type color. So yeah, I have pale skin, and pale lips, so I kind of have to wear lipstick, or at least, you know, I'm told I should wear lipstick, just because of that. The next one is from a deleted account. So sad. Okay, you won the draw and will now get to spend 3 days in space. Who would you bring as a partner and why? Honestly, I would bring my best friend, just because she would be a hoot to spend the time with, and we talk about everything, and I just think I would have more fun. So yeah, I would definitely bring my best girlfriend. Okay, so what kind of sex would you and your partner perform to enroll in the 300 Mile High Club? Please be graphic when answering this one. Positions, locations, scenery, kinky stuff, if any. Do go wild. You know, so Let's see. We're in space. Are we in a spaceship? That's my question. Because if we're in a spaceship, I definitely would go to, well, I'd want to do it all over the place. If we're in the spaceship, definitely in the cockpit, or the, I don't know if you call that a cockpit in a spaceship. I know you do in a plane. In the rooms, just wherever. I mean, we'd be floating around. It'd be kind of cool. And yeah, so we do a lot of like oral because she's a chick. And let's see. Positions. We do a lot of 69, scissoring. That would be interesting in space. It really would be. I don't know. Okay, so never. The next one. I don't know what I'm saying sometimes. Okay. Long Dong Beardy Face. That's an interesting name. It makes me think of Long Duck Dong from 16 Candles. I like it. You're locked in a room and told you have to pleasure one of the three naked people who stand before you. The first is a woman with the most beautiful body you've ever seen, but her teeth are ground into spikes and you can smell her halitosis from where you stand across the room. The second is an asthmatic, boyish-looking young man with a pale complexion and spindly limbs, but the biggest cock you've ever seen standing firmly erect as he awaits your decision. The third is a brutish-looking hairy man with comically large muscles, seemingly hundreds of tattoos, and the crooked demeanor of a vagrant, and whose flaccid penis is barely visible in front of a pair of shriveled, hairless testicles. Who do you choose and why? Holy crap. That's a really difficult decision. So, first of all, biggest question here is, what are their personalities like? Well, I'm taking out the lady right here, just because I'm not a fan of bad teeth, or bad breath if I'm having sex with someone. Well, actually, okay, I'm gonna go with a third. Just because I really like tattoos. I'm pleasuring him. He's not pleasuring me. So, I am gonna go with him. You know, I can do a lot for him. And, I mean, I can do a lot for any of them. But I'm gonna go with the third. Just because, you know, I really like tattoos. The muscles, I'm not really into huge muscles. You know, they're great, but the really comically large ones are not really my thing. So yeah. And hey, hairless testicles, better to suck, you know? Okay, so the next is West Bay Ray. Which is more attractive to you? A man with a well-groomed beard or a man with just the right amount of chest hair? I'm gonna say a man with a well-groomed beard. Just because I think that, and it's funny because like a year or two ago, I would not have said beards are sexy, but, you know, a lot of the people that I've dated recently have had beards, And I really, really grew to love them. Just because I like putting my hands through them. And they are really sexy looking. They really are. Would you rather go for a dip at the beach on a warm, sunny day or go on a night picnic in the mountains under the stars? I would definitely go for a picnic under the stars, in the mountain, just because I love looking at the beach. You know, I don't really like going in the ocean just because I'm not a fan of salt water. And yeah, and actually, and honestly, wheelchairs and sand kind of suck. Well, I say kind of, but they really suck. They really do. They do have chairs sometimes that can go on the beach. They have like balloon wheels, but they're hard to find sometimes. And mountains are just easier for me. And I love the stars. I really do. And it would be a little cooler, so it would be really nice and really romantic. But, you know. You're going out for a night on the town. Do you dress sultry or is modest hottest for you? I would definitely dress sultry. I know that might not be everybody's thing, but I really like getting dressed up occasionally in a really slutty top. And I think it's fun to kind of just be unlike my normal everyday self. Just because I had a more professional job, and so I couldn't wear really slutty things to work. And so it was nice to have that kind of freedom to, to show myself. If you could play a musical instrument better than anyone in history, what would it be and why? Honestly, it would be the violin. I played when I was younger, and I stupidly did not stick with it because I went to chorus instead. And I think that stringed instruments are so beautiful in the way they sound. And I have really small hands. I have a hard time playing like the guitar and stuff like that. So I would definitely go with a violin. And I like the bows. I do. I think they're cool. Let's see. What kind of outfit do you feel sexiest in? Honestly, I feel sexiest in jeans and like a sexy top. I really am a fan of, like, you know, knee-high boots, stuff like that. So if I'm wearing knee-high boots, I would go with, like, a short skirt, or a short dress, something like that. But I still feel sexy in jeans and a top. So I'm pretty easy in that sense. Okay. So, next is from Midnight Daddy. Okay. And I saw these questions. I liked them. If Daddy takes you from behind, where do you want to feel his hands on you? I would definitely want to feel his hands on my hips. Because there is nothing better than when you feel the hands on your hips, if he's behind you. I'm saying this is going to be doggy style. Because, you know, there are many ways to take from behind. But hands on the hips, when he comes and he pulls you into him, there is nothing better than that. Honestly, I love that. So if you and Daddy are in a public place, let's say sitting on a park bench and he leans over to say something in your ear, what would he say to you to get you wet and wanting him? Well, if it's Daddy, of course, you're mine. Or your own. Or, you know, come. Because he can do that. Kind of like, you know, make me come on command. It's interesting. It's interesting. And I would always want him so he doesn't have to, like, say anything specific to get me to want him. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Definitely a man in a suit. Just because I think about him taking it off. I love the belt. I love the tie. I love thinking about undoing the buttons. It definitely gets my blood pumping. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. Definitely my neck. When someone is behind me and kind of leans my head over to the side, like tilts it, and kisses my neck, it really, really turns me on. And I don't know if it's because I like vampires and stuff like that. And so it kind of makes me think of, like, someone biting me. Could be that. Another place is, like, on the side of, you know, my body, underneath my armpit. That is really, like, more towards my back. Whenever it's touched, it gets really, really erogenous. Like, I can take a shower and just point my nozzle there, and it, like, yeah, feels fantastic. How important is the size of his cock matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy, and why? The size of his cock doesn't matter to me in real life, just because there are so many other things that can get me off. And, you know, as long as he knows how to use it, that's what really matters. In fantasies, honestly, I don't really think about cock size in fantasies. I really don't. Because I don't really fantasize about sucking cock or something like that. I just think about being fucked and it feeling good. So I don't even think about the cock size. I more so think about the person who the cock belongs to. Let's see. When you're checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? First, they go to their eyes, just because I'm a huge eye contact person. Second, it goes to their smile. Third, it goes to their teeth. Just because, you know, smile, teeth. And I do like good teeth. So what is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie, and what made it so sexy? The sexiest scene to me from a movie was from Private Parts. It's the scene where he is basically on the phone with a caller, and she talks about how much she has a crush on him, and he tells her to get on top of the speaker and turn up the bass, and she rides bass to orgasm, or she rides a speaker to orgasm. And I saw that when I was a kid, and I thought it was fucking fantastic. And so, honestly, it's remained one of the sexiest scenes to me, just because it was one of my first real, I guess, introductions to not sex, because I already knew about it, but just, I guess, seeing it in movies. Because I was young, I was over in a neighbor's house, and my parents wouldn't let us watch rated R movies, so it was kind of a treat. Let's see. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal sex, that you told yourself that you would never do, enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it? There's never really been, okay, so I told myself I was never going to do anal. I really did. And I haven't yet. But I did start, like, working with plugs. Just because my ex-boyfriend and I, he was planning on, you know, popping my anal cherry, but, so he was trying to, like, you know, work me up to it, and I really liked it. I really did. Granted, it was not the size of his cock, but it felt really good. But yeah, we never did it, and so that still hasn't been done, but kind of, just because I had never done butt stuff, before, so... let's see. Describe how you would undress daddy. And make him crazy with desire for you. Do get carried away. Well, I would definitely undress daddy slowly. Starting with his belt. No, actually. Starting with his tie. Undoing his tie. And then undoing his belt. And then moving back up. And maybe do one or two buttons. Stop. Look at him. Do another couple. Then maybe go and unbutton his pants. Go back up to his top. Unbutton some more. And then when I finally got done, I would slowly remove it. If he's wearing an undershirt, I would definitely take that off. You know, just like run my hands up his side and, like, you know, lift it over his head, that kind of thing. So, like, my nails would, like, lightly dig into his skin. And then I would move back to the pants and, you know, undo the zipper and get in front of him and put my hands inside the back of, like, his boxers so it's under his pants and, like, cup his ass. And then pull it all down so he'd be, like, exposed. And then we'd have our fun from there. So next is from Chernobyl Greenie. So first question. Does your daddy know how fucking lucky he is? I like to think he does. And I think he does. But I'm really lucky too. I am. But yes, I think he knows. I think he knows. I do. There are 35 identical white marbles on the table in front of you. You have to choose one. How do you make your choice? Oh, honestly, and I am going to sound so weird, but I would look at the table and all of the marbles, see which one kind of spoke to me, or that I got a feeling about, and pick that one. I don't know. That's just how I am. Jordan Almonds or M&M's? Honestly, I'm going to go with M&M's. I don't think I've ever had a Jordan Almond. Yeah. So, sorry. I don't know. Okay. So, if you could say one sentence to yourself from 10 years ago, what would it be? Get the fuck out of the house and live your life. Yeah, that would, no, it's harsh, but I needed to be harsh with myself because it, yeah. Okay. Does your daddy know that he is the luckiest motherfucker on the planet? I don't know. I'm just gonna speak to him. Daddy, do you know that you're the luckiest motherfucker on the planet? I do think he knows. I do. And then, seriously, does he? Okay, Noble, he does. He does. I promise. Or he better. He better. Okay. Toaster Parade. What's your view on the Dada art movement? Honestly, I think it's, I liked it. I like things that are unique. I really do. It kind of rejected rationality. And from what I understand, it was a protest against basically the barbarianism of World War I. And so, you know, it kind of wanted to bring out childlike nature in order to kind of get people laughing or just giving them some kind of comical release from everything that was going on around them. And I think that that's pretty fucking cool. I really do. The next one, opening team or closing team? I was really a little confused about what you meant by this, just because, you know, opening team or closing team of what? Yeah. So anyway, I'm just gonna shot in the dark, and I'm gonna think about my retail days. Honestly, so I'm gonna say the closing team, just because, you know, you kind of fix everything from the day, the day's shenanigans or whatever happened that day in the store, but yeah, you might be talking about something totally different, and so. On that vein, government or opposition, I was not a political science major. I was not. But honestly, I'm going to say it really depends on what is being argued, what the issue is as to who I'm going to go with, because I think there are a lot of things that need to be changed or need sometimes the government needs help from, like, you know, outside influences or I don't know. I mean, yeah, honestly, I'm just going to say it really depends on the issue. Really does. As to which I would choose. So, okay. Do you have any favorite Baroque period musicians? I do have a few. I really love that time period in music, just because it's really dramatic, and I liked how strong it was. I know that some of the music has a lot of, like, religious kind of undertones, but yeah. So, Pachelbel. I really loved his Canon in D. And I know that is so, like, you know, it's one of the most famous songs just because it's always used in weddings, but that is one reason why I really love it. Just because it gives me this feeling of joy and of hope. I just think it's really, really beautiful. I like a lot of Bach's work. Vivaldi, he's good. And then Bill Carini. There are a lot of great musicians in this time period. Those are just some of the few that I really like. And I'm terrible at naming songs, so I wouldn't be able to tell you names of works that they do. Honestly, I'm the type of person that just listens to music just for the music. And I know that that's bad in ways because I'm not really giving enough respect to the musician. And, you know, but I don't know. As long as I like their work, I think that's all that really matters. I really do. All right. JT Love, how did you come up with the name Daddy's Little Kitten? Honestly, it was really easy. I had been around GWA for about 6 months prior. So I got to find out a little bit about what I liked and meet some people. I really found out that I loved calling people Daddy. I really did. So that was where the Daddy came from. And then the kitten was, basically, I found out how much I liked being kitten because a friend of mine used to call me that. Honestly, it was just a friend of mine calling me that, and it got my blood boiling. So that's where the kitten came from. Little, I don't know, I just chose Little just because I think Daddy's Kitten was taken. So that's why I added the little. I think it's something simple like that. I really do. If there's one person you'd want to fuck their brains out, who would it be? It would definitely be my daddy. Just because it's something that is not, you know, it's not an in-person like daddy dom sub relationship. It's long distance. So yeah, that's who I'd really want to fuck. But I mean, if we're going like for famous people, then I'd choose like, God, I would have said, like, Justin Timberlake a few years ago. I'm going to say Orlando Bloom just because I think he is really, really cute. And I could definitely see myself doing that, you know, getting some of that. Oh, God. Okay, anyone here you envy? I wouldn't say that I envy anyone. I mean, I definitely respect a lot of people. And, you know, the work that they do and how sexy they are. But envy would, like, you know, kind of be like saying that I'm not happy with myself and I'd want to be more like them. If that makes sense. But, you know, hopefully you know what I mean. But, yeah, there are a lot of people that I really respect and look up to. I wouldn't say envy, but yes. What do you plan on doing this year or the next year? Ambitions. I've been planning, or I've been thinking about going back to school. Getting a degree in social work, just because I have kind of a background in that, and I would like to get my master's. So I think that might be one of the things that I'm planning or thinking about doing. I have a couple of other things that I'm thinking of doing, but I can't say what they are, just because they would be easily traced, I guess. Maybe. I know. I'll be inconspicuous. Do-do-do. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so the next one is Miss Glitchy. Miss Glitchy, I love you. What do you do when you want to cheer yourself up? When I want to cheer myself up, I usually will go get a massage or something like that, because, oh God, I just like to feel good. I do. But if I'm not spending money, maybe watch a good movie or listen to music, talk to a friend. I have a bad habit sometimes of kind of seeking physical comfort when I need to be cheered up. So that's bad. But it's been known to happen. What is your favorite book? I really liked The Lovely Bones. I really do. Or, oh God, Memoirs of a Geisha. That, and I'm talking to Miss Glitchy here. No, I was just thinking about that geisha audio that you did. But yeah, The Lovely Bones or Memoir of a Geisha. Geisha. Okay. Yes. So, what is your favorite song ever? God, there are so many great songs out there. I don't think I have a favorite. I really don't. I like a lot of music. And honestly, I listen to whatever mood I'm in. Or I listen to whatever will satisfy the mood that I'm in. So I'm really, like, I have a lot of weird, different music tastes. I really like Sublime. And then I really like NSYNC. Or Perfect Circle. Oh, Perfect Circle. Love them. But I don't have a particular song. I really don't. Next one is J something 2. Vanilla or chocolate? I'm going to say chocolate just because I've always been a bit of a chocoholic. Really. It's just so good. It's so good. What happens when you get butterflies in your stomach? Oh, God, I love it. I love getting butterflies in my stomach. I love it. I blush. I smile uncontrollably. I really do. I smile a lot in general. And whenever I am, like, getting butterflies, my smile, like, becomes like the Joker. It's just that huge. And I know that sounds really ugly, but yeah. But I wouldn't say I crack bad jokes just because I always crack bad jokes. So it wouldn't be just something that happens when I get butterflies. Yeah. Smiling is my definite thing. That's, yeah. What is your favorite non-explicitly sexual film to masturbate to? You know, I really don't masturbate to films. Especially non-sexual or non-explicitly sexual. There was that question earlier, private parts. I don't know if I've masturbated to that. I think I have. So I'm going to say private parts. Private parts, yeah. Because I don't think... I mean, I know there have been a lot of sexy films out there, but, okay, the 50 Shades of Grey movie, it really was not that great, but there were a couple of good moments in there, so, but I never masturbated to it. Oh, and it's kind of, I mean, it's sexual in nature, but not, like, explicitly, like, nudity and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm just going on talking. I don't know. Let's see. Sexy Time soundtrack. Oh, God. I don't have one. Usually, the guy that I'm with will choose the soundtrack. Usually, they'll just put on some YouTube, like, sexy mix or something like that. Nobody's ever come prepared with music. If this is, like, more so what I would put on my sexy soundtrack. There are a lot of different music. There's a lot of different music. Definitely Nine Inch Nails Closer. There is that. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's a lot of great sexy music out there, and I just can't name them off the top of my head because, again, I listen to music and I don't pay attention to the artists I pay attention more to the artists, but not the name of the song. Is that terrible? Maybe? Kind of? alcoholic beverage of choice? Honestly, I'm going to go with a beer just because I don't really drink that much anymore. Just because I had my college days. It was nice, but I got sick a little bit too much. And so now I stick with beer. I mean, sometimes I'll have some wine. Cupcake makes a really great Moscato. They really do. Ever done something ridiculously trivial, maybe unimportant, that you're inexplicably proud of? I guess living would be my thing. Just because, I've had a pretty hard life. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm independent. I've had a job, went to college. And most people, it would break them. And I, go through life with a smile on my face. And I'm kind to people. I'm a good person. And I know that that's, kind of weird to say about yourself. But I know that I'm a good person. So that's something that I'm really proud of. And yeah. So, hey. When you're stressed out or sad, how do you choose to spoil yourself? When I'm stressed out or sad? I will, maybe take myself to a movie, or, I really have wanted to take a trip recently. It's been a really difficult time in my life, and I really just want to kind of get away. So I kind of have thought about doing a road trip or something like that. Where to, I don't know, but, I think it would be fun just to see what's out there. And I was lucky when I was younger. I got to travel quite a bit. So I have seen a lot of things. But I'd like to see them again. On the smaller scale, massage, like I said earlier. Getting my nails done, getting my hair done. Oh my gosh, that's nothing more fun than getting your hair done. Really. I used to be so adventurous with my hair. Just kind of, changing it all the time. But, kind of outgrown that a little bit. But, anyway. So that's the last question, and it's good because, my roommate's home. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys all for your questions. I'm sorry if this was not more interesting, but yeah, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.